Splitting it up for Miss Daisy. Faye's going down to get her now. This Tuesday morning, 19th January 1971. Cold wave is on the way. It just started blowing. Oh, about day. About daybreak. This is Channel 2. It's Channel 2. It's not Channel 2 right. It's Channel 2 over. But it's beginning. It's the beginning. Miss Daisy's visit this Tuesday morning, 19th of January, 1971. This is getting ready for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 19th of January, 1971. And a cool wave is on its way. Channel 1 right. Beginning of Channel 1 right. No, this is Channel 2. Channel 2. This is Channel 2. This is Channel 2. And getting ready for Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, 19th of January, 1971.
Chair's just waiting for you.
I think it just stays right here. Well, Miss Myers, have you heard from Miss Patterson lately?
I think Guy has. Yes, we have. She's doing very well. When you had those big rakes, was that up in Georgia? That was up there.
That was
up
in Georgia. Yes.
Yes.
I think that's the person I've seen since I've been here. Didn't we have some?
I guess they use that kind all the time, didn't?
Yes.
On the
well, that was all then. You didn't see no tractors around where I was.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. It's a cool morning.
I'm telling you. Looks like we're in for it again.
So, and it just come right on us so quick. That's what hurts so bad.
Yeah. And then they leave pretty quick.
Yeah.
They don't stay with us too long, do you think?
No, I don't think so. Well, now you see, that's the difference in the weather here and in Georgia. When you get cold out, it stays.
Yeah.
You can dress for winter and stay dressed.
Yeah.
But you can't do it here.
No.
You dress for winter today, tomorrow you got to get ready for summer.
You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Me?
I hadn't thought of that.
You hadn't?
That's
well,
right.
It is.
I tell you, I can tell when my trousers feel mighty thin. That's when the wind started blowing.
Mm-hmm. You go out there and let that wind blow on you, you sure feel it.
Oh, yes.
The granddad is doing pretty good now.
Well, tell me about it.
Hmm? Yes, he gets up. You know, he got up this morning for 5 o'clock. And made a fine stove.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody kept calling me, so I would tell them. I answered. I said, what you want? He says, you know, you got to go to Miss Myers this morning. She says she'd be at you soon this morning. I got to looked at the clock. It wasn't 5 o'clock. I say, she'll come, but she ain't coming now. I said, it ain't 5 o'clock. So he was sitting there, done had the fire made. Now, you see, every night, I put my wood in there, in the stove. Well, I had me some lighter or some bark or something there. Well, next morning, when I get up, I pour a little kerosene on that wood and light my match, and I soon got my fire going. Whenever I don't have a big oak piece of wood to put in there to keep fire all night, it looks like I can't get none now. Get everything but oak wood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They won't saw it, Miss Daisy.
No.
Well, I think that's what James tries to get a hold of. When he's picking up that wood, but it ain't always an oak, is it?
No. I think James selling now whatever he pick up.
Yeah.
You know, some folks, they have trees sawed out the yard and sort of from this, put them over there in the dump, city dump. He gets lots of wood out of that.
Out of city dump?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
He gets lots of it out of
there. Oh, what do you know? All sawed out.
Already sawed out.
And you and Granddaddy have good chats.
Yes, and he's got to where he talks. Now, he don't sleep all the time.
Yeah.
That's me and him talk. I tell you, it makes me feel much better about him.
Yeah. What does he seem to be interested in, Miss Daisy?
And he eats good. He eats 3 times a day and eat a plenty.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, you know, one time he just wouldn't eat.
Yes, I remember.
So I think that means, well, since he started eating, he's gained more strength. He feel more like doing things.
Yeah. What does he seem to be interested in now, David?
Only thing I think about, going back to Fulton Mark.
He talk about that?
Oh, if somebody asked him, said, well, you ain't going back now. He'll either say, not right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know just what Granddaddy was interested in. I haven't talked to him in some time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's more interested in Fort Myers than he is anything else.
Yeah.
I know that. He just don't like home. I know he get along better here than he do down there. He doing his own cooking. He don't have eat.
No, you know he don't.
No, he don't have eat. I asked him once or twice, I believe I asked. I said, well, now, when do you fix your lunch? At night when you come in or get up in the morning? Well, see, he say they have to catch the bus to go to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. So he said this to me, at some time, I don't fix no lunch. I said, well, what do you do then? He said, I'll go by the store and get me something out the store, a box of crackers or a box of sardines thing. I said, Ben, you know that ain't nothing to work on. He said, that's nothing to work on. And it ain't.
I think that's the trouble a lot of times when they follow the seasons.
It is.
They don't eat right.
They don't eat right.
They don't, any of them, eat right. They just go to the store and drink soda pop and crackers, one thing or another.
I eat crackers sometimes, but I'm going to eat them for a meal.
Yeah.
Or I may get kind of hungry. Between, I'll get me a glass of milk and 2-3 crackers or something. I eat it. But I'm just eating that till time to eat.
What were you all looking at out there, see?
Miss Daisy saw that rake out there.
Yes, sir. That old hay rake.
Yes. Well, did you buy it or did you bring it here?
That's Mr. Patterson's old hay rake.
Mr. Patterson?
Yeah. He quit using it, and I brought it down here and used it right smart. And he didn't have any place to put it. He said, if he never called for it, just keep it down here. Yes, I raked a lot of hay with that, Miss Daisy. And I have raked, in times past, I have raked a lot of hay with rake just like that. They don't rake quite as easy, you know, as the ones they have now. The ones they have now just keep, they turn. Keep turning and get it in one straight long row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, you got to trip it all the time.
That's right.
I'll bet he never raked with that with a mule, though.
Well, how did they rake with it? If they didn't have a mule, hook it to the tractor or something.
I used to rake, hitch it to a mule. It's a mule yet, but of course I don't have a mule now. They just hit it to the tractor.
Well, back then when I see them, that's all they had. Mules and horses and things. They had them fixed where they could hook them to it and cross the field.
Yes, sir. You know, Fanny was, she just couldn't get over what you told them about taking care of babies.
Oh, come on, that's your sister?
Yes. Yes. Oh, she, and you told her a lot more than you told us over here, you know.
It was so much different when she come along with her.
Uh-huh.
It was nothing like it. You know, I bet you she can't understand how you could take care of them like that. That's what she wonders about.
Yes.
How could they do it?
That's right.
But they done it.
Now, you didn't wake them up. You didn't wake them up.
No, sir. I never wake up my baby. Then I put it in a room by itself.
Yeah.
So if somebody come in to see me, they wouldn't stir my baby. And it wake up, whenever it wake up, it'd be 9, 10 o'clock, whenever it got up. Well, I had this water and everything went with this bath.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to bathe. And bathe it, dress it, and feed it, and put it back in. Then I'd go on his way. He could cry if he wanted. I know he didn't need nothing. So I just worked right on him till he rocked himself to sleep with his tails.
Yeah. It didn't take him long.
No.
Because he knew you weren't going to pick him up.
No. But lots of folks, every time their baby cry, I make a little noise. They go get him, start shaking.
Yeah.
Shaking. Well, that baby gonna grow looking for them. Put him over there, give him what belongs to him. Put him over there, let him take care of himself. He ain't suffering, he don't need nothing. You doing everything you needed to do for him. Well, now, crying a little bit, that ain't gonna hurt him. Just this exercise is long. How many children did she have?
Three.
Boy,
two boys and a girl. And you put the baby, down.
Yes, ma'am. Just put him down. If it's cold, have his bed warm. They see if the house warm, the bed sitting in there all the time. And the bed got to be warm.
Yeah, that's right. What was that? When did you give him that little syrup, Miss Daisy?
Hmm?
You had a little syrup you give him?
Yes. I'd buy it. It was in a little bottle. Wasn't much big enough, I think. You could get it then for a quarter. But that's been a long time. It might cost you a dollar.
Yeah.
If you get any now. Well, I give my baby a spoonful of that still.
Teaspoon. And he liked that.
He liked that. Sweet.
Oh.
He liked that. Lots of folks, they would give their children babies paracord. But they told me too much paracord wasn't good for the baby. So I ain't give mine but a mighty little bit. They said that syrup would take the place of the paracord. That's what the midwife said. And that's what I use. You know, to use to make tea for the baby.
Tea? Mm-hmm.
Cabinet tea. You
oh.
know, up there they have red, big old beds of cabinet. And you make, break them leaves off and make tea. You know, when I seeded the tea, she said put about 3 drops a paracord in that tea. And that's the way they got it. I don't know if it just don't look like 3 drops, it's done much, but I guess it done enough for a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you've put the leaves
in a boiler, some boiler. Well, when that tea get done, you see, it'll turn kind of green like the leaves. And then you strain it, have a clean cloth, and strain that tea. Then no trash wouldn't be in it for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they loved it.
Oh, did they?
Oh, they did. They
How much did they drink?
Yes, sir.
A cup full?
No, he couldn't drink a cup full. He could drink a lot small.
Yeah.
But he would grow up to a cup full.
Yeah.
And people had little patches of catnip?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
I don't see none. I've seen some somewhere. Bessie told me somebody had some. But I don't see none. I see plenty of garden mints. We got some of that over there. But we ain't got no cabin.
Yeah.
Is the leaf like
somebody drove up. And then, Miss Daisy, you could just go on with your work.
Yes, sir.
Washing dishes?
Cooking. Washing dishes, cooking, sewing, washing clothes, whatever I had to do that day.
Just so you stay in here in this
day. Yes, sir. They stay in there. Sometimes they stay in there sleep. When they go to sleep, at 12 o'clock, sometime more. I'll eat them, cook dinner, we've eaten eat and washed up the dishes and everything and have his food there for him when he got up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now at that time, Mr. Miles, when I was raising mine, they didn't have baby food in jars. Now feed owls. I fed my babies on oatmeal and fine grits.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'd cook the grits salt, and then I'd break an egg and beat it up in there,
mm-hmm.
Put a little bit of butter in there, just have it soft where he could just swap. That's where I fed my. Until he got up. 6 or 7 months old, then I'd give him partly gun bread. If I boiled greens, pour some of that juice off of the greens and stir it some cornmeal in it and make it kind of thick and give him that. He loved that.
Yeah,
I fed mine.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about this stuff in that jar.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Now,
and they got along all right.
Yeah.
They said they got along all right.
And then, after they eat, then what do you do with them?
Put them on back to bed. Put him back in his bag. If he was crawling or if he was sitting alone or something like that, I move everything where he couldn't get nothing to get hurt on.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door. Go on the door.
Yeah.
Sometimes I close the door and I would iron inside the house where I could watch it. Because you know a baby will find anything, if anything, on the floor.
Yeah.
He gonna find it and put it in his mouth.
Yeah. But you didn't have much luck taking him out to the field.
No. No, sir. You take him to the field and then there's more trouble than you could do good. So I arranged to have jobs at the house. If it was close to the house, well, if he went to sleep, I'd wake up there in my garden, in the little patch or something like that. I never put them off on nobody.
Oh?
No, I took care of myself. I never did feel like I should. I thought it was my children's, and it should be my job to see after.
Yeah.
Well, lots of folks said I was just selfish, or I just thought they were too good for anybody to look at. I thought nobody didn't know how to take care of them. I said, they don't.
Yeah.
Not like I do.
What arrangements, how did they fix up for them out in the field?
Hmm? In the field?
Uh-huh.
They'd have big boxes, some kind of big box. Some of them wooden boxes, some of them pasteboard boxes, and put a quilt or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in there.
And that keeps the bugs and everything
yeah.
out.
And mine wouldn't stay out there as long as they can. They holler so much and so loud, nobody couldn't do nothing. And just came on back to the house. Oh. No, I never could make no headway taking mine to the field.
Well, now that's curious, isn't
now.
That's curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But the other's good.
That's right. The other's good. Now, my boys, I could cast both of them to the field a little bit, do a little bit of work. But that daughter, she wouldn't stay out there 5 minutes. Soon as she got to the field, she'd start hollering.
Yeah.
And she could holler, too. So I have to take her up and carry her back home. Soon as I get her in the house, she was just as satisfied and happy.
Well, isn't that something? Mm-hmm.
Looked like she wouldn't have known the difference, but she did.
Yes. Looked like she'd want to be out there where everybody was.
Yeah, looked like she was, but she didn't.
Yeah.
Now, Frances Presley took her children out, I guess.
Yes. She said she did. But, you see, when I met her, all her children was big enough to go.
They're all big, yeah.
They was big enough to go to the field.
Well, now, she talked about how to take care of babies.
Yeah, she took care of them. Well, I hear her say something about a basket. She used to put them in a basket. I think she said she carried all of us to the field.
Yeah.
Well, some folks could care. Some folks could carry children to field. Some folks would farm and they'd have a wagon or something. They'd have to carry stuff out to the field, baskets or something. Well, the women did have babies. They'd fix them a pallet in that wagon. And they would play there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds right cozy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But Doris didn't like it.
No, sir. She didn't like no field. And she didn't like for nobody to bother with it but me. She wouldn't let nobody fool her. If we went to church or went this and wherever we went, well, then I had a whole.
Yeah.
Whole one. She wouldn't let my sister, my mother, nobody. Whole one.
Oh.
She's just selfish or something. I don't know what was wrong, but I know she knows the difference.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. She knows the difference.
Now, did Frances Presley, did she use that soothing syrup, too?
I don't know. You see, all my children were born in Georgia.
Yeah, I know, but I just, from, you know, hearing
her talk. I never hear her say how she took care of babies.
Well,
Frances had so much else to talk about, she forget about her babies.
Oh, really?
But she was the midwife.
Oh, yes, ma'am. She was a midwife and a good one. I don't know how long she had the trade when I met her, but she was doing that when I'm there.
Well, now, she was telling all them mamas how to take care of the children, wasn't she?
I guess so. Yeah. But I wasn't with her when she was instructing. Of course, I'd be there with Darcy. Sometimes she'd come to see Darcy. But you see, I was taking care of the house. I wasn't like that in the room in that part of the house where they were. You see, the days when she was coming, I would be done, been there long enough to clean up Darcy's room and straighten it up where she could get in. But when she'd come home, we were around there sometimes. So I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know Darcy's rather me to see after them than anybody else. So they do.
Oh, really?
And her children. She ain't never had much trouble with them. Darcy and Jane family. She ain't never had much trouble with their children.
No. All pretty well behaved, aren't they?
That's right. That's right. I had no trouble with him and him and her put together. Because he'd be yonder somewhere and I'd be here, her and the children, if they needed a doctor or something. Well, then I had to do it. Needed the midwife, I'd have to get somebody to help me to find her. Me and Miss Florissa, we went all around over here. We went to Frances' house, and she wasn't there. So somebody says she was over in Longhammer, giving moles. Well, somebody told us how to get out there. Some of them children, I think, went with us out there, and we called and hooped and hollered till we found her down there. She come. Go home down there. I was living in that old big house down there. I don't know where James was. Somewhere working, but I ain't through with him. If you need somebody, you need them quick, you can get them. So I think the best way to do it, get the thing you need and then hunt somebody else, which you know ain't no good.
Long Hammock.
Yes. Is you ever been there?
I haven't heard that before.
Is there that here on the other side, little steep?
Yeah. Yeah. Back over, you see, all back in there is closed off now.
Is it?
Well, you can't go through there like you used to, can you? I don't think. If you can, I don't know about it.
Mm-mm. Well, you see, then, it wasn't closed yet.
Yeah.
Folks used to farm, somebody farmed way back down there.
Yeah.
In them woods. It looked like just a little patch. Oh, might have been bigger from here to Bethel. We went back in there one time picking beans for somebody. And I can't remember who it was, but I was so scared back then. You look down through them woods and look like night. Oh,
yeah.
It was so dark down through there. I was so glad when we come out from there that day. Because I said, I won't be caught down here no more.
Yeah.
I was following Frances Presley then. She was been all back down at me. I didn't tell her nothing. Come one day, Dave, you won't go pick beans? I said, well, she said something. I said, well, I ain't going back there. Well, you carried me the other day. I said, I ain't going back there. Another place she carried me. Somebody planted some cotton way back over there next to. I forgot what they called the name of that place, but. It was way back over there. We went over there to pick some cotton once, twice. And I don't know who the cotton belonged to. Frances would get to places. She wasn't scared.
Yeah.
She didn't care nothing about nothing. She wasn't scared of snakes, and she wasn't scared of nothing.
Yeah.
But I didn't tell you the truth. I was just scared to death all the time. But we see all the cows was out. Everybody's cows was out all over the woods and the road. And, you know, I'm scared of cows.
Yeah.
When I come here, cows was just out. It wasn't no ranch. Mm-mm, they didn't have no fence around.
Just wood cows.
Just wood cows.
You never had a cow and milked?
Oh, one of my own. I had a cow.
Yes.
Once upon a time. I wasn't scared of her.
Of
course, I kept her staked out around the house.
Oh, these old woods cows, some of them just look like spooks. Them long horns and bony.
Oh.
I just hate to meet one.
You see them, and some of them horns stretch that out like that. Some of them grow back like that. They're just all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Tell them.
Was any of them ever have any meat on them, Miss Stacy?
They cut. All I see was thin.
Yeah.
Whenever I see them, it looked like they needed to be fed. I don't think they fed them then like they do now. And when the frost come and kill the grass and the lilies and things, they ain't had nothing.
Yeah.
Some of them died,
you know,
too.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm.
You saw them?
No, I'd see them. We'd go fishing, then I'd hear folks say, so-and-so lost so many cows. I didn't see many of them, because I didn't go nowhere to see them. And I'd get in my house. Beat it.
Miss Mary said one time that the range, she had woods cows, Mr. Gussie, mm-hmm. but the range was pretty good then, she said. She said he would butcher these cows and he'd go right through winter and summer and winter, and
mm-hmm.
right through the winter, she said he could go out there and get a cow and butcher her.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's pretty good range, if that's... But I didn't see any of her cows now. Of course, she knows that now. Her range, she complains about that.
Mm-hmm.
The range over there just runs clear down. And she's having to plant grass like other folks.
Well, does she have cows?
She got them same old cows Gary had, Guthrie had.
Mr. Miles. Well, she got a man able to run at him now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's had him all along.
Mm-hmm.
He's been there since 1930s.
Since 1930?
35, 36, 38, somewhere along there. He was there before the war.
Mm. He came to help him.
Yeah.
Mm. While Mr. Gus and Mr. Guthrie couldn't.
Mm. Mm. Now, I think they needed somebody to help.
Oh, yeah.
She did a lot of it herself, didn't she?
Yes.
Oh, I bet she could in her time. I bet she could.
She could get about and didn't mind. She ain't lazy.
No.
If she was, she never showed it. You couldn't tell it
yeah.
the way she was.
so she's had a big time over there in that county corner. You know, I don't, she still stays around the house and she don't get out much.
Tell her it's me.
Yes.
Well, she don't have much to do out from there, do she?
I don't guess so.
She got chickens there.
Yeah.
She told me she done quit fishing. So she don't fish.
Oh, she used to fish.
Yes, sir. She used to fish. She used to love to fish. She'd go fishing if she didn't stay but an hour.
Is that right?
You know, they had a pond right down there,
yes,
below the house.
Yeah.
I think that pond there, yeah.
Yes.
And I think they would go fishing on the lake and other places and get fish and put in that pond.
Oh, yeah.
And they grow.
Yeah.
And she kept on till she got her pond right there at her house.
Well, I hadn't heard about that. You never fished over there in our pond?
No, sir. I never fished over there.
But you fish, you like to fish too.
I'd fish sometime. I'd like to go fishing, but I don't want to stay all day. And if you go within these folks fishing,
yeah,
you got to stay all day.
Yeah.
They go early as they can in the morning. And I'm there, Doris, she used to do it. Florida Maiden, George and his bunch. And well, he came out there. George charged him $1 a head to take him out there. Well, he would fish till they get ready to come back. Yeah, if I sit there all day and don't catch me a fish, you done got your pay. You ain't lost nothing.
No.
10, 10 or 12, 13, like that, for $1 a head. Well, you make money.
Yeah.
He can. They stay long as they want. He fish long as he want. You get tired of getting the truck and wait on him. But I never did go with them. And where they fish, they went to see the kids fishing. And they never, they catch a foot tub full of them things most. And they wouldn't now hardly be no bigger than that. Oh, told them I wouldn't go out there for them limbs. Time you get them clean and scraped good, we'll know how big it is. Like but do you catch them?
Well, George is pretty handy then. He goes out and dollar head, and then he gets the fish too.
He gets fish too.
That's pretty nice.
That sounds like he might be a pretty good businessman when he wanted to be.
Yeah. He is when he want to be. But what I'm wondering about, and I ain't got a thing to do with it. But I just wonder why he don't get busy and try to get him a shelter to stay under. Why he don't try to get him a house?
Get that one to say. No sign over there?
No,
yet?
Sir. Wasn't this morning. No sign or nothing. Just them old bells there, and they had a fine bear. You know, if you try to help yourself, somebody will help you. But if you ain't gonna do nothing for yourself, ain't nobody gonna do nothing for you. Well, you see, if somebody wanted to give them some, they don't see no place to put it. They ain't got no place to put it. Children scattered here and there. Just Martha and George stay around there. Of course, one of the guards, she come away from Gainesville. She's staying around there enough. I don't know where to sleep in there or how to sleep in that little thing. It didn't look like to me it was big enough for nothing but a bed. But I think they cooks outdoors. I don't like it.
That's going to be kind of airy, isn't it? With this wind and everything.
Sure.
With this weather, it's going to be kind of airy in that little shack.
Fishing in Georgia.
Me?
There was some fishing in Georgia.
Who? Oh, yes, ma'am. But we didn't have nothing but a creek.
Yeah.
We'd have big creeks to fish on. Well, no lakes and things there like it is here.
Yeah, yeah. People from Georgia come down here and fish.
Oh, yes, sir. They comes down here now. I had LCs that other day. It was some folks here from Georgia cutting oranges.
But you could walk to the places in Georgia, maybe.
Well,
little creeks.
Fish, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Bunch of women, four or five of us sometimes. We'd have a few boys along. We'd walk, catch our fish. And we didn't catch no big ones off the creek, but we liked them.
Yeah.
And you got your poles?
Yes, we had our poles. We dig our bait this evening.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get out early in the morning.
Yeah.
You dig your bait?
Yes, ma'am. That's where we got ours off the ground.
Yeah.
We didn't find them. No. If somebody digs bait here, and he sell them the little cup they showed me for to get them here, he get 50 cents for it.
Yeah.
50 cents a cup. He ain't much bigger than this glass, if any. If it's wider, it ain't as tall.
What was that, fishing worms?
Yes, ma'am.
That Georgia ground was full of them.
Yes, ma'am. We could, and then you see, we have a place, lots of us, right there in the edge of our wood pile, or right there back of our kitchen rim. We'd get some boards and dig up some dirt. We'd dig us one, put them in there. Put meal bran in there on that dirt. And let them bait feed on it. Cause, well, when we get rid of bait, we get us a little stick about that long. Go in, boom, then turn that bait over. Well, if we see some big enough, we just pick them up, put them in the cup, cover our little ones up, let them grow, continue to grow. That's the way we cut our bait.
You dig up a little place and
yes, sir.
Put some boards over it.
That's right.
Keep it moist.
Keep it moist.
And then they'd come up there and eat the
meal.
That's
right. So getting bait was no problem to us.
You'd have it ready the night before.
We'd get our bait and put them in a tin or something. The night, like late this evening, put some dirt in there and put our worms in there. In the morning, by the time we could get our breakfast and get together, we'd head for the creek.
By sun up?
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes we'd be gone for summer. And we would have our lunch, have us some water, and if that gives up, you get some of that out of the creek. You know, it was some places that the water would, it wouldn't run straight down. The creek had come out the bank somewhere in the barbed wire, all like that. So you get some of that water, and it was just as cold as it needed to be. Ice. We didn't hear nothing about no ice.
No.
Mm-mm. And for your lunch?
Mm-hmm. We'd get some water. Some of what we'd take. Sometimes we'd have sweet potatoes. Sometimes we'd have rabbit and biscuits. Sometimes chicken and some boiled eggs and so forth and so on. Like that. We didn't have nothing extra, but we had enough to do.
Whatever you had, you took a little along.
That's right.
And then you could sit there and eat your lunch and keep on fishing.
Lunch and watch your pole. So you'd have your pole working. You think of some bite and you get grab it. See what it was.
And you all talked all the time, Mr.
All the time. Talk. We talk all the time.
Walking out there along the road, you're just talking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get out there.
Well, we'd have to get back home. Time enough to get supper. By now.
Yeah.
By the time the bins is knocked over. If we didn't have it done, we'd be there working on it when he comes. Make him think you're trying to get it.
That was good entertainment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, the day it was just too short, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, we never had an argument. Everybody was just friendly. All our bunch.
Yeah.
What went together, you see.
Now, who's your friends, Miss Daisy, when you were, who'd you go out with?
Oh, I can't think of someone's name now. One was named Hattie.
Uh-huh.
We had one woman with his name Ada and one named Mamie.
What was it?
Huh?
Yeah, what all was
them
that?
Was our fishermen.
They was the fishermen?
Yeah. That was the bunch went together to fish. Uh-huh. They'll hit to some more of them, but I can't think of their name now.
Uh-huh.
But that's been a long, long time.
Well, that was just your neighbors?
Just neighbors.
Your age?
Yes, sir. Just neighbors.
Your age?
Yeah.
Your age?
Oh, some of them was old than me.
Yeah.
And some of them wasn't as old as I was.
Yeah.
But you couldn't tell the difference.
No. And put in the day. Now, you didn't do that very often.
Oh, no, I didn't have time.
No.
We'd have certain days to go fishing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you would?
Yes, ma'am. Well, you see, that all of us had to work.
Yeah.
If we wasn't in the field, we had to work at home.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd plan a day to go fishing. Just missed that. Well, it wasn't going to be but that one day out of that week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We called that a play day. Going on there and playing the water. Sitting there.
Which was the best day, generally?
Well.
Which day of the week was the best, generally?
That's right. So, if they planned it Monday, because we mostly went fishing on Tuesdays, it would be either Tuesday or Thursday.
Oh.
Because some of us, we washed Monday. Some of us wash Tuesday. But I washed on a Wednesday. That was my wash day, Wednesday.
And you didn't iron the day after you washed?
No.
Didn't have to.
Didn't have to.
I'd wash. I'd fry. And then, long then, I'd done a lot of time. Not. If I wanted to do something tomorrow, I'd iron until 11 or 12 o'clock tonight. That wasn't going to leave me but a few more pieces to iron. Hey, your mama come?
No, she's a little lazy this morning. You can see her.
She don't
little,
feel so.
Oh,
good.
She feels fine. You can see her. She'll be in there. But then that made you have your week just planned.
Yeah.
Now that, I don't know, that seemed like a mighty good system. And then you could work towards that.
That's
work
right.
Work around that.
That's right.
As your day. And it wasn't, now let me see, what'd you do with your babies?
Long then, I didn't have my babies.
That's for you, got your family.
That's for I had a family.
Uh-huh.
See, after I started my family, I didn't fish. We moved away from where we was fishing at. I moved, I reckon, about 3 miles from there.
Yeah.
Well, when I moved, we moved close to a creek. I think it was about 4 from my houses down there to my house. But when Ben, he knocked off in the evening, you know, he knocked off a little or something, but he'd go down there to that creek and fish. There was a hole under a stump, I reckon about big around that back. And you couldn't get nothing out there but catfish. Sometimes he kept them that long.
Foot long.
Well, he'd go down there and fish till dark. Sometimes he'd fish in the night. But he'd bring them fish home and he'd clean them. Lots of times he'd cook them. If he didn't have to work tomorrow, just like he'd go on Friday evening and they wasn't going to work Saturday, or he'd go on Saturday. Well, the next day, Sunday, he'd clean them. He'd get up in the morning and cook them. I didn't do much fishing then.
That was good to have a creek close to you.
Yes.
Where's Mamma?
We can go by Mamu's room and say hello to her. I tell you, this business of not having to go away far away for your pleasure,
it means much, Miss Moore.
Yes.
Much.
Just step down to the creek and. And the water was clear?
Yes, the water was clear.
Daniel, how did you, when your children was growing up like that, how did you make them eat right?
How did I make them eat? I just cook something, what I wanted them to eat. Give it to them.
Yeah.
Eat it. My children never did boss me around. Understand for it. I'd cook what I thought he should eat, and I would give it to him. I said, well, you're going to eat so-and-so. did they live in? Oh, and then I wouldn't get one but a little at the time.
Yes. They ate about what you did?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, I would. Did you have, do you?